This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers are hearing arguments this afternoon on whether to require trigger locks for guns in homes with juveniles. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Advocates for the Safe Storage Gun Bill say it would help prevent suicides and accidental shootings. Dr. Maya Haas with Children's Hospital said she's treated children as young as 2 for gunshot wounds.
A child in Colorado is injured by a firearm every 1.3 days on average, and one child dies every week on average.
But opponents of the bill argue trigger locks would make guns useless for one of their primary purposes, home self-defense. Eric Stone is a Teller County commissioner and certified firearms instructor. He says the state should focus on teaching kids firearm safety.
And that's what I think we should all be preaching, is to be responsible, not to hold people responsible after the fact.
Opponents also argue the trigger lock requirement is unconstitutional based on a 2008 Supreme Court ruling on Second Amendment rights. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A coronavirus variant that is spreading in California has been discovered in the southern Ute Indian Reservation in southwestern Colorado. A release from the tribe says the state laboratory confirmed the variant in a sample from someone who recently died with COVID-19. The state health department is taking the lead on the investigation with help from San Juan Basin Public Health and the tribe. And we'll be rolling on with All Things Considered in just a bit. Up next, the 2018 mass shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Maryland left 5 staffers dead and their colleagues struggling to pick up the pieces.
Someone had said, "We're going to have to go to 5 funerals next week, aren't we?" And just suddenly you're thinking, the world is moving to the next step, and I don't want to move to the next step.
More on their story is coming up in just about a minute. Stay tuned. And today is the first day of March, and for you outdoorsy types, Yellowstone was established as the country's first national park on this day in 1872. So happy 148th birthday to Yellowstone National Park. Denver is at 49 degrees at the moment. As the sun goes down, the temperature will go down as well to 25 tonight. You might need your snow boots later this week if you live in Denver too. Could see some snow Thursday afternoon. Right now, there's a 60% chance of snow in the Denver metro. And again, that's on Thursday. This is CPR News.